Turning to sports on KNKX, new developments in the cheating scandal that has rocked Major League Baseball. The Los Angeles City Council has passed a measure asking the league to award the Dodgers the 2017 and 2018 World Series titles. LA lost the World Series in 2017 to the Houston Astros, who were found to have cheated by using technology to steal pitching signs. The Boston Red Sox are also being investigated for this, and the Dodgers lost the World Series to them in 2018. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says the city council's move is symbolic of the rage going on in baseball. It's a scandal that involves one of the Mariners' division rivals. Art, sign stealing has been around in baseball a long time. What makes this different?
Well, first of all, let's explain a little bit about why this is a big deal. To have success against a Major League Baseball pitcher, timing is everything. And hitters who know that it's either a fastball or a breaking pitch have a huge advantage in that at-bat. And you're right that sign stealing has been around for many years, but it's been manual, or I guess analog. Runners at second base can see the signal and will tip off the hitter as to what's coming. Well, with the advent of technology, especially in-game live feeds of the telecast, all players have access to what's being signaled between catcher and pitcher. That's been a big change because I think most teams, maybe all teams, do some form of this. It's never been quite as blatant as what the Houston Astros were doing, and they're the most successful team in baseball over the last 3 years. But they lost the World Series last year because the Washington Nationals were really hip to what the Astros were doing. And it seems more than coincidental that the Nationals won all four games in Houston. Never happened before in a World Series. So there's a whole lot of suspicion about how pervasive this is, and the MLB investigation is still going on. We haven't heard the end of it, but I think there's a whole lot more to this story.
And what we're talking about with the Astros is basically beating on a trash can and to indicate to the hitter what pitch was coming. And Major League Baseball investigated and ended up suspending the manager and general manager of the Astros, as well as Alex Cora, who is the Astros bench coach before becoming the manager of the Red Sox. And the belief is that Alex Cora brought this practice to the Red Sox, correct?
You got it. Yes. And so this now has become an issue with the Red Sox. The investigation is ongoing. And I think what's happened is that MLB clubs individually decided to fire the perpetrators. In this case, MLB only suspended the manager, general manager, and Cora, but the clubs individually took the opportunity to fire them because it would be such a distraction. The thing they didn't do is that they never made a player responsible. The report by MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that this was player-driven, but no players have been suspended. And that's the thing that fries me, is because the perpetrators are still at large, and MLB doesn't want to do anything, mostly because this hurts business. An independent investigator would have punished players.
And so the Astros are a main rival of the Mariners. They're in the same division, the American League West. Does this have any impact for Mariners fans as far as what next season could bring?
Well, it's possible that without cheating, the Astros are going to be a lesser team. But I don't know what's going to happen with the Mariners unless and until MLB revisits this issue and decides to punish players. I don't really see that happening, but anything that hurts the Astros would, in theory, help the Mariners. But I think the Mariners have a lot of their own issues, and this is going to be far secondary to a consequence in 2020.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.